Anyone. keep you in for a treat. The day you disaffected youth, a gnawing blood, tripping dagger tooth, a holy hunger, ravaging truth, words that crumble from your mouth, come to chuck you while you sleep. You're the heel of the world, a sleeper cell. You're the heel of the world, living in a shotgun shell. You're the heel of the world, and we all know what you're doing. You fight us all on a pack of lies, and we swallowed. You led our flock to a pack of wolves, yeah, we followed. The upshot is, we don't. Out to dry, his vivid nightmares punch holes in a psychoactive sky. He cries and curses dead melodies, tossing in his sleep. His life's labor's lost while butchering electric county sheep. Johnny Panic wants to get his shit together, start a punk band, and carry on that way. He says pop music has gone from the cradle to the grave. The hangman's noose is in the hands of a DJ. Johnny Panic, whoa, oh, whoa, oh, 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 Johnny Panic's new outlook is bleak. He buys cheap drugs from a stranger in the street. That alley cat he fears has been cut too much, stepped on too many times, a burnt out crutch, and wouldn't want to feel for him. He just revels in living insane. Died and dry red wine lips, singing love songs penned for the we
Prepare. Hey folks, welcome back to Steel City Music. Your host Gunner here, doing the old interview things of people that are around Hamilton, Ontario, people who are in bands, just like you and I, that are affected by this stupid COVID thing. They record, they're in bands, they do music, they're locked in their house for a while, they're trying to cook their dinner, and then they answer the phone, and then it's me on the phone, and they're like, oh my God, I got to talk to you right now. And then I say things like, is your last name Boudreaux? And they go, yes. Is it from New Brunswick? Like, yes. And then we got to figure out if we know each other, if our dads know each other. Did they both see the same moose back in 1974 wander through a yard? Were they both on a ferry to Newfoundland and someone puked on someone? Just so they could both look at one another and go, I know your people. I know your people. And that's usually what it is. And we both think that this just might be a thing with East Coast parents. On the line with you right now is Joe Boudreaux. Right now, hi, buddy.
Hey.
All of that big intro? All that big intro, and you go, hey? That's it?
Hey. Hey, Jamie.
We don't talk for, like, forever? like years, and then you say hey in the middle of an interview?
Should I you want to start again? Sorry, that was like, it was just
No. All this is staying in. All this, built you up, buddy. I built you up just like your career. I'm going to build you right back up since I've been off the air. So, I'm going to build you right back up. I'm teasing. Joe has been in the Monarch Project, Jade Greenaway Project, Lucid Lee and Little Child, and some of the stuff that he's been doing. But now he decided it's time to do just something, a little bit of a solo thing. And his new EP release is Yesterday's Today. Tell us about the new EP, buddy, and what finally got you around to just doing this solo project around now, this time.
You know what? Actually, it's strange. This actually started about 2 years ago, or close to 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And some of the material I was workshopping to be part of the Lucid Lee and Little Child project. And then I sort of decided that it was more suited toward my genre of music, which is just kind of rock and roll.
Right.
And, you know, I was doing some demos at that time, and I had a song Yesterday's Today, and I was in love with it, and I really just wanted to be able to record it. So I sort of put these songs together to accompany it, and I felt like they all sort of embodied the same idea.
Mm-hmm.
And they fit together nicely on a record.
So it was for another project, and then you just, based off the one song, you built around that, a similar type of feeling or feel to it?
Yeah, well, it wasn't a feeling. It was sort of the intention behind the songs.
Right.
Or the thought behind them.
Okay. But there was just the five songs. Was this like, did you have any intention of putting an LP out, or did you have a pocket full of stuff?
Yeah, that's right. It was, there was the option to do an LP.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, these five songs just seem to be diverse and similar in a way to me. Like, you might not get it listening to it, but to me, the meaning behind the songs is similar enough that I felt alone these five songs represented something, and they should be together, and I excluded a bunch of other songs that I would have loved to have recorded. But
right.
I just thought this was a little bit more perfect.
You say over a 2 year period some of this music. Was there thought that over the 2 years that it might not that might be a bit dated for you? It was just material that, I know you said these are songs that I wanted to do, but that they weren't like fresh enough for you to put out.
Over that time, I went through those feelings and had those thoughts about the material, and then I came back to them. And yeah. I mean, there's a long period of time when I didn't touch this material at all. All we were doing was mixing it, and that was like a fully part-time process.
Right.
I spent entire months without even listening to the material. So then coming back to it once it was all finished, it sort of just, it just was refreshed. And even since it was mastered, I hadn't really listened to the material except like for the approval of mastering. And then just the other day I listened to it all the way through, and it just kind of speaks to me maybe in a different way now.
Right. Now, is that something that you've, a process, like in a shorter time span when it comes to, mixing and listening to it, like on previous stuff, is that something where you write it, you record it, and then you just step away while someone else mixes it? You don't want to know from it for a little bit, or
No.
Do you know what I mean?
I like to be really involved,
right.
Because I do hear particular things, but do I care if there's a certain frequency on the snare drum? Not really. No.
Right.
Like that's not my bag.
Mm-hmm.
But I do, you know, I do want to hear certain things in the front and maybe like a certain feel for other things.
Right.
And like, you know, like regarding like reverb or delays. Yeah.
Yeah. Those kind of things. You mean, you do want to hear those things. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So tell me about the five songs. We have five tracks here. We have Too Soon Goodbye, track number five, track four, Home of Gathered Stone, Yesterday's Today, Into the Fire, And your first track is From the Edge of the World.
Yeah.
Is there a story from 1 through 5 at all?
You mean like a story that's being told?
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's not like a concept album like that.
No. Earlier I asked you, you know, you wrote it and it has a certain feel to it and a certain sentiment. And you said, yeah, these kind of tie together in your thought process. I was thinking that maybe there was a story behind how the reasons why they were that way.
No, it was really just like me sort of exiting my 20s and becoming 30.
Right.
Yeah. And really reflecting on what I'd done and the people I've known and, you know, like that, those kind of stories.
Yeah. Okay. With some albums, an artist will, they do something like a pacing of an album. It's just like, well, here's your grab your attention. And this one here is kind of like a bridge from this song to that song. That kind of carries you over, you know?
I would love to be able to do that. I just,
but you don't think that way.
No, maybe not. Yeah. Maybe it's that I don't think that way. Maybe it's that I don't give myself enough time to really just focus on like the duration of that project, the development of it. Yeah.
All right. Hey, tell me about the song From the Edge of the World.
Okay. What was going on in my life? I was in England and I was across the street from Big Ben, sitting in, I can't remember the name of the courtyard. I found this really isolated park across, right behind this old castle. It used to be where they kept the crown jewels, I believe. And it was really, really isolated. And I was, the song starts on this chord. It's a D that's got the suspended note in it. And it's just, it was like ringing in my head. And I could hear, I didn't have a guitar in my hand, but I had a notebook.
Yeah.
And I had this melody and I had this trumpet line in my mind, which I thought was a piano part at the time, and like I had these elements of the song going on in my brain, and I sat in this courtyard and just wrote the lyrics sort of to the melody that I kind of was humming along. And you know, like when you approach it that way, the melody typically changes a little bit. It's really hard to fit words into exact melodies. I was reading Alan Watts at the time and going through some things in my life, and I had some experiences that just sort of led me to these thoughts of reflection and this image in my mind of being at the edge of the world. And I found myself in England and just alone with my thoughts as a tourist. Yeah.
Okay, so we just heard the song From the Edge of the World. Tell us about Into the Fire.
Into the Fire is just a little bit of anger. That's all.
It's just anger? No specific incident?
Not angered. Just a little bit of anger. Not a specific incident.
So it's just strictly just about anger for you?
No, but I don't want somebody to listen to it and try to picture what I'm going through. It's
that is a thing. Like some songwriters, they just write for themselves and that's it. And if you get anything out of it, then so be it. That's whatever. You take whatever you take from it. Even Bob Dylan said that. He says, the lyrics mean something to me. If you get something out of it, I don't really care.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, and that's what I mean. Like, it's an anger that I had that I don't want to like label because it was my experience and it wasn't somebody else's. But hopefully, there's something in there that is like universal,
right?
And maybe just somebody can pick up on that. Not that I really wanted to just share anger, but
the tears of my unending desire won't put out the flame, so I reached into the fire to find what love there remained. Saw through my
okay, great. So we heard those two songs. This release is actually happening June 9th, but everyone will be hearing this on the radio station on Friday, on June 12th. Your official release date, of course, I just said, is on June 9th. Did you have any type of anything planned as far as like an event of a release? Now, we're under lockdown, so odds are you can't do a live show. Will you be doing what others are doing and trying to perform online over the internet?
I might. It's a pretty weird time right now. I feel like if I was planning on doing that, it would depend on the day and what's going on in the rest of the world, what's sort of dominating social media. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like today was a weird day.
Yeah, today, and, full disclosure, we are recording this the first week of June, and we've all of us have been kind of staying off social media just because of some of the injustices that have been perpetrated on our fellow citizens around the world.
Yeah, so if it was scheduled for today, I would postpone it.
You're right.
And, Hey, this is Joseph Boudreau. Check me out on Spotify. My new album, Yesterday Today, is streaming. I hope you enjoy it.
Rise up and appear in the sky. stones for to build you a home that one day we might call our own, home of gathered stones like we dreamt of before. We've come to learn, understand what it's for. Where did the time go that was shared between us both?
The day that I die, when
the spy.
Listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM, broadcasting from Mohawk College in Hamilton, Ontario.
Welcome to another edition of the 3 for 30.